Welcome to the Retail Tech Podcast. I'm your host, Darius Bosefi, and in this interview, I spoke with Mike Dudas, founder and chief revenue officer at Button. Button helps companies create interconnected services on their mobile and web experiences. And with the explosion of mobile commerce, this is a key area to invest time and resources into for any brand with a public-facing side. Can you tell me what is Button and how does it actually work?
Absolutely. Button is a company that's entire premise is that the connections between services on mobile devices are broken, and that folks increasingly want to do things that require more than one service. So I might be in, you know, Foursquare or another local city guide, and I want to book a reservation to a restaurant with OpenTable. It's really hard historically to move from one service to another to complete that transaction. Another example is if you look at the entire travel industry, very easy on desktop to, you know, research and book a travel experience. Much, much more challenging on a mobile device. If you start in any meta search like Kayak or Skyscanner or TripAdvisor and try to book a mobile device, you can be kicked out to the mobile web, to a non-optimized site. And it's really just often a broken flow. As a result, these companies aren't seeing conversions that they see on desktop. So Button's really set out to help optimize those connections, improve conversion, improve user experience, and help mobile commerce continue to grow explosively.
Okay, so how does it actually work? There is an integration between the two apps, and then an actual button showed up, for example, on Foursquare?
Yeah, it really varies. So I would say the UI is actually less important than the actual flow between, you know, any service. So, you know, in some cases, the UI does look like a discrete button, as you said. So Foursquare, to use an example, you know, there's actually a Uber, an OpenTable, a Caviar button the user can tap on. In some cases, we appear in a publisher environment as a link. So, for example, BuzzFeed sends out emails to their users on mobile devices with product recommendations. And Button's promise is that regardless of what that user interface looks like, a button, a link, or some custom UI element in a mobile website or app, then when you tap on it, you're going to have a fantastic experience. You're going to get linked out to the mobile web if you don't have the app installed of the commerce company. And you're going to get linked straight into the app and deep linked to the appropriate place if you do have the app installed.
The key point is the connection between services. And since apps are basically, we have multiple apps, it definitely is a pain to be in one app and then trying to do something that is related and having to go to another app, open that up, sign in, then, you know, take it from the beginning. This just basically closes the loop right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, our fundamental belief is that apps are the best place for someone to transact for a whole host of reasons. You know, typically, if you've installed an app and it's a commerce app, you've stored your payment credentials, so you don't need to re-input that again. Apps are often optimized for browsing, whether it be with personalized inventory from a retailer like Jet or like Boxed. You know, it may have your loyalty information stored with Hotels.com and others. So if you have already downloaded the app, the best place to send you is into the app. If you haven't downloaded the app, in some cases, you know, it really does make sense to send you the mobile web. So Button also supports that flow. But we use our decisioning logic to determine, you know, where is the best place in a mobile device to send somebody, you know, given, you know, where they're starting and whether they have an app installed or not.
How did Button actually come about being created? You know, I'm sure, I mean, you have a lot of experience yourself in payments and, you know, retail and mobile technologies. And things are definitely changing with apps now. How did that evolution come about?
You know, Button was created by a group of folks who have experience in, you know, really a broad range of industries and roles related to commerce. So, you know, I worked at Google Wallet and Braintree and Venmo, as did a number of the other founders and early employees. You know, we have folks with experience in the affiliate industry from Rakuten, basically the largest affiliate company in the world. And we have e-commerce experience. One of our founders worked at Rocket Internet and led one of their businesses in Malaysia called Lazada. So a broad range of experiences. And you know, what we were seeing 3 years ago and really are still seeing day in and day out, even up to today, is that there are major, major problems on mobile for both publishers and commerce companies. So for commerce companies, you know, it's exceptionally challenging to find and acquire new users. Look, it's expensive on Google and Facebook and getting more expensive every day. And there aren't a number, there aren't many other very reliable channels that are cost effective and have scale. So that's a big problem. And that's not only with new user acquisition, but also with re-engagement and finding people who have intent to purchase. And that's true across virtually every commerce vertical, you know, from retail to travel to, you know, local services. So you know, we've seen that consistently and we've heard it from nearly everybody we work with. On the publisher side, the mobile experiences are really, really painful. And frankly, it's because the publishers themselves are really struggling from a monetization perspective. And so, you know, they're really lowering the bar on the types of experiences in many cases that they're willing to subject their users to, you know, whether it be autoplay video ads, whether it be, you know, pop-up banners, things that are really not meant to enhance the user experience or tie and relate to the content that's being consumed, but that are meant to trigger, you know, a click or a tap or a view, because incentives simply on mobile are not aligned correctly. You know, things are often priced on taps and priced on impressions. So Button saw an opportunity to provide a better model. So a new channel that was performance-based for marketers and commerce companies, which they obviously love, and a model that has a really fantastic user experience on that it means publishers really like it. And basically, you know, the magic here is that we're actually connecting two services. You know, we're not just kind of putting ourselves out there to put a marketing message in front of a user on a publisher site, but we're saying, hey, you're in this particular environment and you're looking for something, you know, whether it's you're looking for something to purchase, you're looking for something to book. We're going to help you find that. We're going to do it really easily. And therefore, the user's incentives are aligned with the publisher and with the commerce company. What we've found is that you know, there's a lot of places where this works on a mobile device. There's a lot of spending happening. It's increasing. And it's that kind of rare win-win-win. So you know, day in and day out, we're getting kudos, big kudos from our partners on the marketer side, on the publisher side, and really we're just looking for more opportunities day in, day out to expand the matches and the pairs that we're creating.
As far as the different stakeholders that you work with, there are publishers, which would be typical like newspapers, right? That's what you mean by publishers, not just anybody.
It could mean anything. So in the parlance that we use, really a publisher is anywhere where somebody is you know, going, spending time, consuming information, you know, looking for something that's not a dedicated retailer site. So it could be a content publisher. As you mentioned, it could be a newspaper. It could be BuzzFeed. It could be Huffington Post. It could be you know, content that's very vertically focused, like Condé Nast Traveler.
Right?
You got it. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So you know, if you've developed a really, really loyal following, specific loyal following, and you know, they have a high preference for you know, a specific set of products, like that's a really strong intent signal. And there are a lot of those. And we seek to make those matches.
It probably works better for B2C type of content because like in my case, my customers or audience is mostly businesses. So it would be probably not as easy to sell them with a button or a click.
It truly depends, right? Like, we work with marketplaces like Jet that sell you know, virtually everything under the sun, you know, tens of millions of products, you know, more than any physical store can come within you know, an order of magnitude of selling. So that's certainly exciting. I mean, we work with eBay, again, you know, who sells everything under the sun. But it's really, I think, not how many things these folks sell, but finding you know, the right one, two, three, or 10 things to present to the user base that are relevant.
Okay. So as far as working with retailers, is it mostly online commerce retailers, or do you also work with omnichannel, like people with physical retail stores also?
Yeah, it's both. So we started, what we found initially is that the pure play e-commerce and mobile commerce merchants were the ones who understood really, you know, the value of what we were offering at the outset, understood the unique challenges and opportunities of the mobile landscape. And that's why, you know, our first retail partners included folks like Boxed, you know, who's mobile first, folks like Jet, who have a massive mobile business, folks like Spring, who are, you know, almost entirely mobile. And, you know, as folks in the industry started noticing the successes and hearing about, you know, how many installs, how many transactions we were able to drive on a daily basis, a weekly basis, particularly, you know, we had incredible numbers over the holiday season. We've started to now see interest from those more traditional retailers and are adding them to our marketplace. So, you know, that's been really exciting. And what's interesting is the lead time, as you know, and I'm sure you hear this from a lot of the technology companies that you speak with, the lead time for the omnichannel retailers is certainly longer, right, to get into roadmap,
right,
and to get, you know, live and to do integrations. But, you know, we've been able to make a really strong case and to be prioritized based on the data that we've now been driving, you know, for the past year with the folks that we're working with.
Okay, so by lead time, you mean the implementation lead time or the actual ROI?
Implementation, typically, yeah. So the ROI case is one that we've made. But increasingly, if you look at any omnichannel retail organization, yeah, they have a whole host of priorities that go across you know, any number of objectives. So, you know, it could be their actual e-commerce platform, upgrading that, mobile optimizing their website, managing their data strategy, managing their, you know, customer engagement and retention strategy, email, and then, you know, obviously acquisition, marketing, engagement, affiliate. So, you know, those are just 8 things that I mentioned, and there's dozens more. So it's really making that ROI case against all those other things. And I think a common theme that you'll hear in the retail, you know, e-commerce industry is one of virtually every organization out there is strained and stressed for resources. It's not, you know, unlimited. And while there's a strong impetus to grow and a strong mandate at all these companies to grow, you know, e-commerce for many omnichannel companies is still a very small portion of their revenue overall. So, right, you know, despite that, you know, we've had really exciting progress with a number of these folks, and you're going to be hearing some really exciting names that we'll be working with over the coming quarters here, Button.
What is actually like a life of a customer's project when they say yes?
When somebody says yes, you know, on the retail side, there's really 2 key elements to a Button integration. And one is, you know, embedding our SDK into the retailer's application. And that's really what allows us to be a difference maker and to do really significant things. It allows us to then surface that retailer's inventory inside of the publisher environment tied to whatever the content is that the user is viewing. It allows us to support deferred deep linking, which means deep linking post-install into the correct place inside of a retailer's app, and allows us to do attribution from the publisher to the retailer at you know, an accuracy rate well above 99%, which is really, really surprisingly to us as we've dug in further, is almost unheard of. There are just massive attribution miss rates throughout the mobile commerce industry on ad tracking, on affiliation tracking. So there's the SDK portion. We have a really powerful SDK that a number of leading retailers and commerce companies have put into their apps. And then there's an order reporting piece. And again, to get these really, really high accuracy rates and to support a number of the flows that we support, we have an order reporting API that retailers integrate And, you know, what we've found is, look, if we just said, hey, you know, go do this on your own, it would likely be confusing to folks. So, you know, we pair with them. Our engineering teams sit with them. And, you know, typically in an afternoon, we can get fully integrated with a merchant and hook them up, you know, with our Button Marketplace merchants. I'm sorry, publishers.
Okay. So the order reporting API, is that basically to feed back the actual performance data to the retailer so they can show it on their dashboard or report or see what's going on?
It's that's part of it. So they can typically see it. It's actually, you know, they typically, it's hooking into their order reporting systems and then basically sharing it, you know, via the Button API. So we can actually ingest that information into our systems and do the affiliation and pay the publisher for referring that traffic. And so that the publisher and the retailer can have a view in our dashboard into, you know, the data, the transactions, the installs, and everything that's being driven by the Button Marketplace. We really haven't talked about economic model. I mentioned right. that it's performance, but yeah, I mean, a big part of it is tied to performance. So, you know, we charge retailers, you know, a percent of transaction, typically a very fair one that allows them to generate, you know, additional transactions at a highly profitable rate for them, but that also compensates our publishers, our publishing partners and folks in the marketplace for driving that traffic to the retailer. And yeah, in order to do that properly, and in order to do that with a degree of accuracy, literally right about 100%, we need a best-in-class integration that involves Button's SDK and API. Right. And we're actually surprised at how many other companies do cut corners on doing integrations the right way. And as a result, the data is messy, the data is sloppy, it leads to massive customer service issues, you know, it leads to massive both B2B customer service issues, or in the case of, for example, the loyalty cashback industry, you know, the folks like Ibotta and Ebates, and, you know, there's a number of these companies globally, you can have user customer service issues as well if folks are expecting cash back on their purchases and don't receive them.
A lot of times people think that integration or enterprise level projects or any software implementation is done when the software is installed, which is actually incorrect. The work actually starts when the application is installed. How do you make the customer successful after the implementation is over?
Out of any customer relationship that any high quality service provider or technology service provider has with their customers, you know, you're going to see that literally in terms of interactions, you know, 5% of it, if you're doing it right and your customers aren't churning, 5% of it max is the pre-sales, pre-partnership portion, right? Mm-hmm. It should be a few phone calls, a few meetings, some back and forth. In terms of, you know, providing information and clarity. And that should be, you know, at most tens of hours. And then, you know, if you have a multi-year partnership with a company, I mean, the last company that I was a part of, Braintree, it was able to keep customers like Uber and Airbnb and still has for years, right? 6, 7, 8 plus years, grown with those companies. You know, 99% of your relationship with the company is going to be after the implementation of the technology. So, you know, a Button, you know, we take that very, very seriously. And frankly, the majority of the organization is structured around servicing the customer. We have very few, you know, salespeople. And so, you know, we are almost entirely, you know, 90% of the company is focused on post-sale. And so what that means is from the moment, you know, the integration is finished, we have, you know, our partner success team jump in. So that's, you know, an account manager, a solutions engineer, folks to work, you know, with the retailers as well as the publishers, on things like optimization, on things like best practices, on who they should partner with and how to partner best, on, data and benchmarking. On what we've seen with our other folks who have similar profiles to those merchants, on problem solving, troubleshooting, because you know, no partnership ever works 100% perfectly. And then on, hey, how do we go out there and grow this relationship jointly? So we do a lot of co-selling. I've mentioned Jet a few times. We work with Jet now to jointly look for new merchants. I'm sorry, for new publishers that they can partner with via Button. We do the same thing with Hotels.com. One of our largest publishers is a mobile loyalty app here in the United States called Ibotta, who has tens of millions of installs, a really, really active user base, and they go out and do joint merchant sales calls with us, just a tremendous partner. And so that takes a lot of work. And by the way, that involves the sales team as well. So we're always selling alongside our partners at the same time that we're working to meet their day-to-day needs and really drive strong results for them.
Does every retailer need to have an app? In and of itself, if the app is only selling your products, it makes it difficult, not because it's not usable, just because people are so overloaded and they just don't have time to go and download another app. This type of interconnection between different apps, it actually might make that, you know, proposition more profitable for retailers.
Yeah, I certainly hope it does. And I think that if you are a really, really strong retail brand and have a set of loyal customers, you definitely should be servicing them on a mobile device where it's clear that, sessions for many retailers have crossed the 50% threshold, certainly for the ones who are using best practices and have upgraded their mobile websites and have created high quality mobile apps. I don't know that you create the app always to service the 100% of users. You do it to super serve the 25% of your customers who drive 75% of the revenue, just to use shorthand here.
Right.
If you're not doing that, you're missing out. And I think you see that. I mean, Amazon has an incredible app and does orders of magnitudes more mobile revenue than most retailers. And you see that with the leaders in each category as well. Whether it be Target, whether it be Best Buy, whether it be eBay, who does an incredible amount of GMV.
You also mentioned marketplace a couple of times. So just to be clear, there is actually a marketplace within Button where retailers can, or publishers can select what products they're going to sell?
Yeah, not necessarily what products they're going to sell, but what merchants they want to work with. And then once they have an idea of that, we work with them to say, hey, here's the set of products that these merchants sell, that you could theoretically highlight if you want to write content targeted specifically at these goods that this particular retailer sells. If you're a travel publication, if you want to feature these particular hotels or destinations, these are things that folks can do. So we act as a marketplace and a matchmaker, and a lot of that stuff can be automated as well via our APIs.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
All right. Cheers. Look forward to meeting you at Shoptime.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.